delighted to have Mike Hewley back with us again. I'm quite surprised he's made it in today, considering it's just a couple of days away from his enormous well-being festival that's happening on Saturday. How are you coping, Mike?
I'm glad I meditate. That's what I can say.
You see, you are perfectly displaying the benefits of meditation this week, aren't you?
Yep. We're getting there. Yeah.
Good. So this one might benefit both of us.
Yes.
Right now, what is going to be the theme for today's practice?
Well, the last couple of weeks has been fairly hard work, in that it's been about developing compassion and empathy and perspective on difficult people. And that's hard work. So I thought we will take a break from doing hard work and do something fairly effortless instead.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I'm ready for the effortless.
That sounds deep.
It does.
So we'll get still and we can close our eyes for this one. This is more of a kind of meditation. It's not a technique as such. We've practiced resting the mind. We've practiced resting the body. Now we're going to see what happens if we rest the controller, the doer, the one that has to make everything perfect. Let's see what happens if we put that down too. Okay, so just listen, just go with the instructions and we'll just see what happens. Okay, so there's no technique to this, to being alive. There's no technique. There's no technique to being aware right now, is there? You are aware. It's here. It's happening. It's effortless. So we're just going to see if we can stay in this awareness. This practice is called full stop. So we're going to stop joining in with thoughts and sensations. Stop trying to control anything. Put that all down and just be aware. Which is another way of saying, just let the moment happen. Nothing to do. Nothing to push away, nothing to grab hold of. Just let it all wash through. Just remaining aware. Okay, now just say stop to sounds. Say stop to thoughts. Say stop to sensations in your body. Say stop to this moment. Say stop to being aware. Say stop to breathing, digestion, the blood circulating in your body. Say stop. Nothing stops, does it? Nothing stops, because you're not in control of that. That's just life happening as thoughts, as blood flowing, as sensations, digestion, your next breath, this moment. There's nothing you need to do to make that happen. It's already here. It's all happening effortlessly. So we're just going to rest with that. Allow yourself to be effortless. Just rest in that natural awareness that knows the next sound, that knows the next sensation your body produces, that knows the next thought to pop up. Hey, we don't need to step forward into that content. We'll just stay back. Stay back as the awareness. Let your awareness manage thoughts. Let your awareness deal with the next sensation. Let your awareness handle the next sound. You can stay out of it. You can stop. And what you'll find is your awareness manages your experience effortlessly, The sound pops up. The sound disappears. The thought arises. The thought passes. The sensation pops up. The sensation dissipates. Just stay as the awareness. And we stay as this awareness, we realize that we don't need to control every single moment of our experience. We can let go of that task. You're already effortlessly aware. It's not a technique, it's not a practice. And just let all the sounds and thoughts and sensations pass through that awareness, just like waves moving across the ocean. Rest in that alertness that you are. Nothing to do. No one special to be. Just putting down the idea that we need to manipulate or control, plan each moment of life. Let's let life just happen. Okay, and whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes again. So that's just a very simple exercise to find out what happens when we stop trying to control everything, you know, and we can start to realize that most of the stuff we're trying to control and manipulate just happens. It happens without you, and that can be a huge relief, actually.
It's interesting you say that, because it does feel like a relief, whereas you would have thought, if you were just to say that at the start of the practice, I probably would have felt panic.
Yeah.
But actually, when you're going through the practice and you do those sort of, when you run through those elements that you were telling us to do, it does feel like a relief.
Mm. Yeah, because you're off the hook. Yeah. It's just happening.
Off the hook. Brilliant stuff. Mike Yulee, as ever, thank you so much. And all the best for Mindful Man on Saturday.
Thank you very much.